obviously youth clubs now will start the process of application, and they will be going through the ETB, and no doubt the way youth clubs work, they'll be engaging with their own members, with their youth members, to see what's the best way or best avenue for whatever equipment that's needed in the respective youth clubs. So that's the, I suppose, the wonderful thing about youth clubs is that there's a good sense of ownership and a good sense of ownership by the young people. So the leadership won't be found wanting there from within the different youth organisations. And I suppose as a former youth worker myself, I can see the real value in any type of funding and supporting going to youth clubs, no matter how small or how big.
So following the announcement, what is the next step for these youth groups?
The youth groups now will be engaging with the ETB, so the money, the overall grant will be administered by the ETB, so the contact will start straight away there, and obviously whatever criteria will be used, the information will be given directly to the youth clubs. But I think the enormous value of these type of funding applications is that the youth clubs themselves have a sense of ownership, and they'll make the decision themselves as to what best fitted for their respective youth group, and no doubt the young people's voice will be heard in that respect.